Natural bodily functions are a popular theme in lowbrow humor the world over, especially among adolescent boys, and none more so than farting. A fart, which is the expulsion of gas from the anus, is often accompanied by a loud noise, a vibrating sensation, and an unpleasant odor. It is also one of the most common side effects of the chemical processes of the digestive system.
Its scientific name is flatus, or flatulence, but the English language has an impressive range of colorful terms to describe the explosive emission of digestive gas. We can, for instance, break wind, drop one, pass gas, let one fly, step on a duck, or cut the cheese.
Whatever he or she chooses to call it, a healthy person breaks wind an average of 16 times a day, and most often when asleep. Females fart just as much as males, though, on the whole, less extravagantly. Most other mammals fart too, and, a worrying thought perhaps, elephants do it the most.
Whether or not a person's fart smells depends on what he or she has been eating recently. If the combination of gases that make up a fart includes a significant amount of hydrogen sulfide, then it will stink. The more sulfur a person consumes, the more hydrogen sulfide is produced. Foods rich in sulfur include beans, cheese, cabbage, eggs, and soda.
Other factors besides diet determine the amounts and relative proportions of fart gases. The type of bacteria inside the digestive tract and the amount of air a person has swallowed will affect the outcome, so to speak. A nervous person might swallow a lot of air, which then moves quickly through the digestive system before the blood has a chance to absorb it. A potential fart will contain a greater proportion of inert, non-odorous nitrogen the longer it is held inside the body.
These variables combine to produce flatulence of varying quality and quantity. Understanding these contributing factors can help a person control them. Do not get too flustered about farting, however. As they say, even kings and queens do it.